But my issue is that how do we get outside of shared governance in the first place? And how do we avoid doing that going forward? Because we can't sit there and do a RFP and have no faculty involved, nobody appointed from the classified, and it's a rogue operation. And then it gets to this level, and then we're all sitting around here kicking ourselves in the head trying to figure out how to fix it. That's what my problem is. That's what the shared governance is for in the first place, is to have some thoughtfulness and to have people in place to really consider things that are qualified and appointed by the various entities of the college. I'm concerned that this sets a really bad situation up for us in terms of the shared governance process. It's an assault on the shared governance process. It's also problematic because I created a technology advisory group to actually vet some of these kinds of things. And if it wasn't presented to the technology advisory group, then it's outside of my advisory group that I set up to help the technology department. I just feel like that this is not at all transparent, and as well. So it's lacking of transparency, it's outside of shared governance, and it's not consistent with what we've been talking about at the college for 4 years in terms of giving money to consultants in big gobs. Like, we're dying here, no classes, and we're giving $125,000 to consultants, and the point that I'm saying is actually a critical point. If it falls apart and we do have to replace it, where does the money come from? We don't have it twice in the other budgets. We have to then go to the general fund, and then we're stuck with this big building or other places, and we've got, we have to do it. And so how do you get it done? I'm going to use a little loud rather question here. We do it by canceling classes or other services to the college that are really critical for students.